Blog Talk Radio.
Begin!
This is an unlawful gathering. The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is the underground.
Ranger fans, remember what's the critical thinking hanger?
And now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
This is New York Rangers hockey. Good evening and welcome to Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Today is Wednesday, March 27th. Good evening, Eddie. How are you?
Well, I'm high. And I don't mean a narcotic high. I'm high after that win versus the Filthy Flyers last night. I'm doing good. How about yourself in Mesa, Arizona? How are you doing?
Mesa in your face, as you like to say.
Yeah.
Doing well. Had to cut the grass today. Before I forget, I want to say hello to a new listener who, well, I don't know how new he is, but he's been tweeting me for weeks that he loves the show. He's finally joined us here live. I don't do this for everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll give a Lloyd Lindsay Young hello. Hello, Stephen Shine. Stephen, you are the sunshine of my life. Welcome to the program.
Wow.
Glad you can join us here live in the chat room. I see Michael Lakem has joined us. He's another newbie. New to the crew.
That's what I'm saying. The crew is expanding at the same size my waistline is.
I did get another tweet from another listener in the UK, and I cannot remember his name. This is in addition to Russell, who tweeted me last week. We've got another guy in the UK who is in love with the show, but I can't find his tweet here. We love you.
Still my heart.
What?
Wait a minute. Do you see who's in the chat room? Under Howie?
Under Howie. Whoa! Ladies and gentlemen, the great, the one and only. Do it, Eddie.
Oh, my effing God.
Wow.
Mandar. Wow.
Wow, that is big news.
Woo.
So,
not as
anyway.
Big as the news we have for next week's show.
Yeah. Should we tease them or should we start off with a little business first? Not business, but...
Yeah, we'll get to it in a few minutes. Yeah, we'll talk about it in a few minutes. Let's get to
the frivolity right off the bat before we get into the games. As you know, if you followed this show, the great Casper Dolgovins. You just love that sound effect.
I never get tired of it. Never.
I think in your next life you're going to come back as Howard Stern. The great Casper Dolgovins was released by the Ottawa Senators. And has been claimed by the Boston Bruins. Now, for you people who are new to the show or haven't listened, Casper Dolgovins pretty much was, I guess, Sam Rosen's poster boy from last year. Now, what I mean by poster boy, Sam picks every year one guy to fall in love with on the opposing team, and more than usual. And practically, what's the saying? How's that saying goes? He looks like, what is that? Something's cracked over his head. What is it? A honeybee?
A beehive broke over his head.
Right. And he's filled with goo. So I want to play. So I want to play a little bit. I will play the Casper Dogovin show, as it's known here on the switchboard, and I'll get you catched up, and we'll get with the frivolity with this, and then another frivolity thing, and then we'll get right into the Ranger stuff. So here's the late Casper Dogovin, Ottawa, Sam Rosen splooge fest.
Drive was blocked by Casper Dogovin, number 23. Pass tipped. Gavrik is there. Clearing attempt was blocked. Dogovin gets hold and clears. Dogovin's, his name is also pronounced Dogovin, but he prefers, and has told the Ottawa broadcasters, passed along to us, prefers to be called Dogovin
in North America. So we will call him Casper Dogovin.
The goal is Philip Kuba from Carlson and Dogovin at 13-12. For Casper Dogovin, his first NHL point.
Now he was brought up. You mentioned this is his third game because there were some injuries, and he played well enough in the games that when the injured players got back, that he stayed in the lineup.
Lundqvist looks around. Around the board, blocked by Dogovin. Christensen tried to move it up the board.
Good pace to the game.
Getting through and a bad save made by Lundqvist.
This game has got some pace.
Took the first point away from Dogovin's NHL career.
Dogovin's out.
Not us.
Dogovin.
Dogovin. Downstairs.
And Dogovin. And Dogovin. Dogovin's, by the way, I mentioned this is his third game in the NHL this season. Started the season. Drive was blocked.
All right, that's enough.
All right, enough of Dogovin.
But you get the point. Dogovin. And you know what's funny is he gives that little speech about the different names. And Howie Rose, I was watching the Islanders-Ottawa game one night, and Howie Rose referred to him as Dojovinj.
Oh. Well, I like how it's pronounced differently in North America than anywhere else. I don't get
it.
So now... Juices. So Sam... Now, I think, has found a new boy toy in Bo Bennett. Now, we've mentioned the Bo Bennett phenomena on the show, but I finally got around to putting the Bo Bennett show together, and here's the Bo Bennett show. And him and Micheletti, once again, I think they just like saying Bo Bennett because it's alliteration, it's two B's, I don't know. But here's the Bo Bennett show.
There, no doubt. And Bo Bennett is driving one by Lundqvist. Bo Bennett lines up with a big slap shot.
Well, Bo Bennett will just pick up the loose puck. He hit those skates, slow down, and allowed the former number one draft pick, Bo Bennett, who was called up not all that long ago.
Now here's Bo Bennett, 20th pick overall in the 2010 draft. Bo Bennett is 21 years old.
Bo Bennett... He generally is on the second line.
Bo Bennett. And it's Bo Bennett who scores the first goal.
Bo Bennett's a real good story. A kid that grew up in California. His grandparents lived in Winnipeg. And on a visit to California, his grandmother showed him a picture of his grandfather playing hockey in Winnipeg. And he started roller skating, and that turned into ice skating. And here he is. Turns out to be a number one draft pick.
Bo Bennett. Now here's Bo Bennett. 2:25 to go. First period, a goal by Bo Bennett. 21-year-old Bo Bennett. Tough battle in front between Bo Bennett and McDonough. Bennett peeling off, has the puck. With all the stars on the ice, young Bo Bennett is the man who has the only goal of the game. Quite a slap shot. Bo Bennett. Bo Bennett scored at 1:30 of the first period. And Bo Bennett with a goal. Bo Bennett. Bo Bennett.
I think
I was just about to say, I expect them to go, bo, 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 banana, banana, five, bo, me, my, bo. That's funny.
Bo Bennett.
Oh, I see. If you watched Family Guy on a regular basis, that would be even funnier to you, because there's an entire episode built around that song.
Oh really?
Oh my God! Yeah, they're in a 50s style restaurant, okay, and they have that song on the jukebox, but they got to take it out of the jukebox because the song is from the 60s. So Peter buys the record, and he's playing it through the whole episode. And he wakes up Lois in the middle of the night. Everybody's heard about the bird. Bird. And it just goes on and on and on. I mean, it's really funny. But anyway.
Yeah. And
should we talk hockey here or what?
I was going to say, next week you'll get a chance. You'll get a chance to actually get to hear him do Bo Bennett live. We play a home and home with Pittsburgh next week, so
it'll be
rather than Crosby or James Neal or whatever, what have you. You'll be hearing about Bo Bennett and that inspiring story how he became a hockey player. He saw a photo. Get the hell out of here, Bo Bennett.
And now they're talking about it in the chat room, the episode of Family Guy. Have you or have you not heard? Heard about what? Lois, don't!
All right. Well, let's get down to hockey.
All right.
I've had my fun.
Oh, have you?
Had your fun.
Oh, well, good for you.
Well, good for you. But, so the New York Rangers are victorious. They beat the Flyers. I don't know how you want to do this, Hostamundo. What do you want to? I always ask you this. Do you want to start from the beginning, which is not so great?
Yep.
And all right, let's start with. Okay, let's cover it all. Let's cover the Rangers Panthers game, which may be
the worst game in their history.
Oh my God. That game was so disgusting. I mean, I think a lot of people just gave up after the game. I had no answers. How do they come out at home? And it turns out everybody beat Florida. The Devils beat Florida. The Islanders beat Florida. Even the Sabres, I think, beat Florida. We were the only team who didn't beat Florida. What a disgusting game. How did they not come out?
I don't know. It's my problem with this team. It's why I'm not sitting here gushing over last night's win over the Flyers. These are because they're losing to bad teams at home. They're beating bad teams on the road. I'm not excited yet.
Well, you really shouldn't be, and Ranger fans really shouldn't be, because with the schedule that's coming up against us, I believe that these next five games will test the mettle of the New York Rangers, whether they are going to be a playoff team or not. That Panther game, I know they had 45-odd shots against the great Jacob Markstrom. And like Mandar said, it looked like Jacques Plante. They had 45 shots. They didn't have a lot of quality chances. And and when they did, they missed the net. So that game really was, like you said, a low point. That was like, you know what? When am I going to playoffs? If this team can't take it at home, like it's a Panther team that's like a mash unit, and even when they're at full strength, they're terrible. All of a sudden,
that wasn't even a game where you play against a bad team and you kind of let them hang around and they just get a lucky bounce here and there and win the game. They were terrible. They lost 3-1, could have lost 5 or 6-1, and didn't even look that good. I mean, they were terrible. Absolutely terrible. They got a late goal, pulled the goalie, right? And then empty netter, and that's it. Good night, Irene.
Yep. And
they were absolutely terrible in that game. The entire lower bowl had the Boo app on their iPads at full volume. That's how bad it was.
And, you know, everybody's just questioning. I mean, really, that was the apex of the fired sorts. I mean, we still have got a long way to go. We've got about 16 games or so. But I really felt that was the apex of the fired sorts. This team stinks. The system, the whole bit. You know, everybody's, whatever, you know,
all
people
of it.
Takes up all of it. You know, all the
pitch,
detractors
pitch
we've been hearing. I mean,
it's
it was. Yeah, they were ready to storm the castle.
Exactly.
With that one. So, but it, once again, the rain, I just can't understand it. I mean, I know we as fans, we said, how can you not? You should be able to beat the Panthers. It just. That was a very disheartening loss. That's all I could say. And I really think.
And especially, I mean, what, you know, that what compounded that game being so bad was they were coming off such a big win against the Devils, and a nice win against Carolina. They'd won on back-to-back nights. They had a night off. They were staying home. They hadn't left town in a week. They got the Florida Panthers coming in, and they mailed it in. They mailed it in. You got to show up. You got to show up to play. You can't just put on the uniform and expect to win. Gave up the early goal again in that game, right?
Oh, that's been the death knell of the Rangers this year. They don't go into the third period with leads. They get off to horrendous starts. You know, and that's got to be corrected. Now, the Florida game was a little bit different last night, but I'm kind of usually I'm very optimistic as in the next game, which was the Capital game, in which I thought that the Rangers played really well. Now, and a lot of people were like, you know, I know everyone gets butt hurt when we lose, when we don't get the win and we don't get the satisfaction. But I have to, when I watch the game, I have to watch how the team is playing and is it, can I see them winning? And their opponent, the Capitals, ultimately, I think, are going nowhere. But they're playing well. I mean, they were scoring goals, 5-6 goals against Winnipeg, you know. And they ran – Rangers, again, come out, disastrous first period. Looks like they've all been airlifted, like I've said before, like for the first time onto the ice. They dropped onto the ice, parachuted into a DMZ zone. And, you know, it's like, it's like Normandy. And they're getting outshot, outplayed. You think they're going to get blown out, you know, 9-0. And then the next two periods, I think they held them to like 10 shots. And they go
tied
to the skills
comp. They tied it up before the end of that first period.
Yeah, which showed me, you know, a little moxie. Like, all right, this is a tough team. You know, and, you know, they came in and they what you call it? They played good and lost in the skills competition. What did you do? It's so arbitrary when you lose, you know, when you lose like that. I mean, you know, Lundqvist, I felt like, you know, Lundqvist, you know, he's got the most wins of any shootout goalie. So I'm always looking for the win. I always think they got it. Stepan scored in the shootout, which I didn't expect. I was kind of disappointed he was the third guy. I really wouldn't go to him at all, but he wound up scoring. But then Ovechkin and Backstrom did it, Ben, and listen, you're going to lose to Ovechkin and Backstrom. I mean, that's going to happen. So I was positive. I was probably positive, but the haters were still out there, and they, you know, it's not. They don't want to be happy. You fans got to be learning to be happy.
Well,
I know we're struggling here.
Well, I saw a lot of people, not really in our group. I saw this on Blue Shirt Banner, and I've been seeing it too much Pollyanna shit. Oh, they played great, and this one was great, and this one was great, and this one was great. And I went on there on Monday after the game, and I'm like, look, I can't gush after losses. I'm like, you know, we are too far along in this season. This team was supposed to be far too good to be looking for moral victories. Oh, this guy's great, this guy's great. He did the buddy from Holbrook. So, you know, I wasn't, you know, again, falling behind early. You know, why does this team always need a fire lit under them every night, it seems like? Why do they have to fall? But why do they have to fall behind 1-0, 2-0, 3-1 before they get going? Why do they have to take two or three bad penalties in the first period? I mean, why does Mr. Slate, his new nickname, why does he have to? And I'll explain that in a minute for those of you that don't know. Why does he have to go Vesuvius on this team to get them to play sometime every night? It seems like Matt Zuccarello is going to change all of this. He's going to fix this all. Problems are solved.
Well, this, you know, you speak about Zuccarello, and we had Rick. I know. Well, we had Rick. You know, we're like the, it's non sequitur, this show. But, you know, not like we have a script. But you know, with Zuccarello, you know, I was talking. You know, we were talking to Rick Carpinello a couple ago. Was it last week? Maybe the week before that.
Last week.
And I was kind of surmising the Rangers have now changed their philosophy, and I still believe it. They're certainly not going with defense first. They're letting Kreider do his thing now. When you hear guys like Zuccarello and Jasper Fast being mentioned, they're not looking to shore up the defense. They need to get this team out of the bottom and goals scored. And they're opening it up, and you see it. And the Rangers are trying to skate with teams. They're not sticking in their zone. They can ill afford to stay in their zone. Without Stahl, you're seeing Emminger and Strawman and the six-minute Roman Hamrlich show. I mean, really, can this guy not play the sixth defenseman? It could be Bobby Orr he would play him 6 minutes. I mean, you know, whoever that sixth defenseman, I don't care what your skill level is, this nincompoop is going to play you 6 minutes. See, now I'm all over the place. But I think the Rangers are, you know, this is going to sound bad. And it is. Things are bad. When the Rangers are scrambling, I mean, with the expectations coming into the season, and they're scrambling to get the eighth position, 2 points ahead of the Islanders, things are bad. Okay? But I'm not going to go into Depressedville and Fire Torts and, you know, Neuter Sather or whatever, whatever these people want to do. You're flipping out after every game. You don't enjoy a win. You don't enjoy a good game. I got no use for you. I got no use for you. So where was I going? I was going somewhere, and I lost my train of thought because I got all emotional. Oh, I wanted to. I feel like this year is almost like the revisitation of the Phil Esposito GM period. Remember when Espo was GM for you older gents out there? We used to get, like, all these players and trades. Like, every week they were trying to fix everything because they were so desperate to make the playoffs. I think we're doing that now, not necessarily through trades, but through bringing up everyone that's playing in the minors at one point or, you know, sending out the bat signal to the freaking worldwide. Get us Jasper Fast. Get us Matt Zuccarello. Get us anyway. Europe.
Who's
Russia.
Who's the guy they signed today? Connor Jordan or something? This kid they signed out of college?
I didn't even hear about that.
Hold on, I'm putting up the bat signal. I'll get you his name. Give me a minute.
Connor Allen? Who the hell is Connor Allen? I think they're going to sign me.
Yes. Connor Allen. Yes, that's him.
The Stan's got it from the University of Massachusetts. I mean, really? Really? And now they got the Frodo from Moto coming in.
Everybody. And it's like the Avengers.
Yeah. I mean,
Glenn Sather is Nick Fury.
See him on top of that ship there?
Yeah.
With the eye patch? I mean, it's a little crazy. Yeah, but Stan says Allen's going to the Whale. Guess where the Whale ends? They end up here. I mean, a year ago, I couldn't get anybody up. I was screaming for 1,000 guys. There was nobody in the circle of trust that could come up. This year, I've seen Haley. I've seen Christian Thomas. I've seen. Who else have I seen? Help me out here. Andre Dory I've seen. Who else?
Terry Kleinendorf.
I mean, the only guy we haven't seen is Cam Talbot yet from the Whale.
And let's hope we don't.
Ben Ferriero.
If we do, that means we've got problems.
Ben Ferriero. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like they're bringing everybody in. Yeah, Mashugana, that's right. And you know, you got all these guys and the Darryl Powell's and the trade and all that. I don't know. It just seems like it's very desperate. I think it's very desperate. What do you think?
Did you see what Adam Rader posted on Facebook today? He said something like, Tortorella said, I don't want to talk about Zuccarello because he's not here yet. Translated, that means I'm checking the train schedule from New York to Hartford.
Well, why don't you tell the folks what the KHL coach of Zuccarello said about Torts?
I think it was his coach in Norway or something like that.
Oh, no. Okay.
I don't remember exactly who this guy was, but he said he was one of Zuccarello's coaches somewhere. And he said that Matt Zuccarello could never succeed playing for John Tortorella because John Tortorella preaches Stone Age hockey, which is why John Tortorella's new nickname is Mr. Slate.
Unbelievable. I'm pro Zuccarello. I thought Torts liked him. I thought until Zuccarello got hurt, he played pretty well for the Rangers. A lot of Ranger fans don't think he played well. I thought he played well enough. I just think he could never crack the first and second line for more than four games last year, and it's probably the same thing's going to happen now. You know, I mean, who knows? They desperately need offense. I know they got five goals last night, but come on, folks. How bad are the Flyers? Flyers suck. Brizgalov?
Last night. They've quit on LaViolette. I mean, it's over for him. That Kate Smith, she's on in five. For LaViolette, it's just about done. I'm surprised. I thought he'd get fired today. They were talking about it last night on the NBC Sports post game show. That they would basically that they'd be surprised if he made it through the day today after a loss to the Rangers like that at home.
Yeah, he was awful. Even that Brad Zombie Richards scored on him last night. What a terrible goal that was. He was on his knees, and it was like an upper corner. I thought a lot of those goals were terrible. The Stepan goal, I mean, Nash just like took a little dinky shot from way out. Rebound right to Stepan. Why did you were terrible. There were at least three out of those five goals he should have had. The wraparound by Nash. I know Micheletti was having an embolism over that. He should have had that. I don't know exactly. I mean, what does Jolton Joe know about goaltending anyway? He basically wanted to call him a spacey Russian, but didn't have the balls to say it. So it's. I'm happy if the Rangers got five goals. I'm happy they won the game. They needed to win the game.
Right.
They certainly showed up, but. Tortorella, I mean, he owns fucking LaViolette. LaViolette is his bitch. I mean, he smacked him around everywhere with way but loose. In the last 2 years, the Flyers really can't beat the Rangers. Can't beat them, and I'm glad for it. But Rangers got some tough, tough games coming up. And this is where it's going to separate the men from the boys in the next five games. You can quote me on it, Jimmy, damn it.
I will do that. I will be sure and do that.
Cutter actually almost achieved a funny joke.
I don't believe it.
I know. I'll tell you about it later because I really don't want to give any praise on the air. What else we got in the news?
else do we have in the news? Did they make?
Well, I think Derek Stepan. You know, we were calling for him earlier in the year to finally, you know, step it up and become that guy that we all thought he was from the World Juniors, and guess what? He has 4-point effort last night. What are you thinking about his play? A goal and 3 assists.
He's definitely their most improved player. I wasn't real excited about him.
Well, you getting excited?
I am. 25 points, 10 goals, 15 assists. Him and Nash and Haglund, that's their best line.
How come Torchy didn't discover this like for the whole season? He says all that they've played well together. Well, why haven't we seen it? Took you 23 games to figure this out?
His mind's like a lazy Susan. It comes around.
Yeah, way too early. Yeah. And meanwhile, he had Taylor Pyatt on the second line for, you know, 2 months.
Pisey.
Pisey, as we call it.
Pisey.
I've had enough of him. He's overstayed his welcome.
Sorry.
He's overstayed his welcome in my book. What are you going to do? Fair. What are you going to do? Speaking of which, happy Passover to all our Jewish friends.
Yes, happy Passover. Hope you had a lovely Seder. Manischewitz was flowing.
Lovely Ted Seder. Stepan, Zombie Richards. Is he coming back? Is this something the beginning of the...
Scored his 250th goal last night. Is it all turning around for Bucky?
I don't know. I don't know if the zombie is... I think he's still possessed. They got to get him the serum. We got to give him that serum. So,
you know what? We forgot. It's, hold on. I got to find it now. It's Passover.
What did I say it was?
You said it was Passover, but we forgot this.
To know that the lions only eat Christians, and I am a Jew. Jewish person. Yes, I can prove it. Watch this. Look at it. Listen, I'm Jewish, I'm telling you. Call the temple. Call the rabbi. Call it Samus Davis Jr. Call Samus. He'll vouch for me. He and I are tight. He knows.
Jewish, huh?
No, but the lions.
Any excuse to play that?
You enjoy that movie.
You don't like
I
that
enjoy
movie?
That movie. I like it, but I'm still waiting for the part two.
Oh, well, considering that most of the people in part one are dead, I don't think part two... Who would have thought that Mel Brooks would outlive all of them?
Yeah, Mel Brooks is still living. He played half the people in that.
I think him and Cloris Leachman may be the only people in that movie that are still alive.
Yeah, Dom DeLuise is dead. Gregory Hines is dead.
Gregory Hines. Yep. Ron Carey's dead. He died a couple of years ago, I think. B. Arthur's dead. Sid Caesar,
Gandhi's
is he dead?
Dead. Moses is dead. Moses. And I'm not feeling so hot myself.
Harvey Korman's dead.
Yeah. His whole troupe is gone, Mel Brooks. He's the only one living. He's always hanging out with Carl Reiner every night. That's what he does. How do we get here? I have no idea. Jim, we're 16-13-3. What are we going to do?
We're going to I'm not getting all, you know, sunshine and rainbows over this win over a team that has quit on their coach. The 14th place Flyers, they got to string together some wins. You know, they got to beat a Senators team they haven't been able to beat all year. They got to go into the Hell Center and beat the Habs on Saturday night. They got to string together some wins. They got to beat the Jets. God, they can't beat the Jets. Everybody beats the Jets.
Oh, no.
That's the New York Jets. Sorry.
Stop.
Got to beat the Jets. They got to at least show up against the Penguins.
They got a home and home with Pittsburgh.
I mean,
these five games, whether we got the Couillons to be in the NHL playoffs or a bunch of sissy bastards. I really think this is going to – but I kind of looked at it this way, though. I mean, we trounced the Flyers, okay? I mean, they got two goals of Flyers, first of all. The only two guys who will ever score against us, you know, Voracek, and Wayne Simmonds. I knew those idiots were going to score. I mean, talk about two fluky goals. I mean, the one hit a Voracek's throat and went in the net. I mean, the other one was a power play goal. All right, Simmonds. Again, I know the Rangers were on a killing a penalty, but really, somebody's got to take somebody in front of that net. I mean, McDonough really, if you watch the replay, it really shit the bed on that penalty kill. And McDonough's been, he's been playing a lot of minutes, and I don't know if it's because of a lot of minutes, but he's been making a lot more mistakes than he made last year. It's still kind of continuing. But, you know, he's been asked to play 26 minutes a night. And when you're out that long, there's stuff, bad stuff are bound to happen. But he's been hanging in there. The defense has been hanging in there. Speaking of which, since Mandar is here, what's the deal with Michael Delzato? How are you feeling about him?
Stop it. Stop it. Stop talking about Delzato.
You know, it's I like to see him tougher in front of that net. Delzato picked up two assists last night. 2 points for him. Justin is saying Delzato's been fantastic.
I wouldn't go fantastic. I think he has played well.
He's playing well. Okay.
Mandar says number four completes a pass and you shoot a jizz.
It's not me who shoots a jizz. I actually believe that Delzato.
Hey, you're playing Howie's game.
Yeah. Delzato's been playing pretty decently, but the only thing is he misses a lot with the shots. He tries to drive it through the back of the net when he should just get the shot. But can't really complain. I mean, he's been saddled with a lot of minutes, and he's played pretty well. I think Stromlin and Eminger, and, you know, if I'm doing the status of the Ranger D, and Hamlet, you know, the sixth man. And I also wanted to, what game was it that, was it the Capital game? Where the fourth line was playing great. That's the game Asham got the goal, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Fourth line is playing great. First two periods. We're finally getting what we wanted all year. And then this. I gotta think of another word to call Tortorella. This Mr. Slate. This dunderhead. He completely bans the fourth line from playing in the third period. They go already to two lines. And to me, if it's working, why are you messing with it? Just keep rolling them. They're playing well. Keep rolling. Why does he have to short the bench so much when it comes to the third period? He rides these guys, and he rides guys that are not doing anything. Oy. I mean, it's too much for the liver, Jim.
Oy, Gavalt,
it's too much for the liver.
Such a thing.
Such a thing he does here. I don't know. It doesn't make sense. And his line combinations I don't get either. Even last night, hey, what do you boil with Richards and who else was it? Richards, Boyle, and Gaborik, was it, or something? I don't know what he had up there.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Gaborik. It was Richards, Boyle, and Miller. Thank you, Justin.
Brian Boyle should not even be on the ice. Kreider, he played with. Stan's right. No, it was Kreider.
It wasn't Miller. Kreider. Miller. Kreider. It was both. I don't know. Yeah. I'm just.
It predominantly was Kreider. And I got to tell you, yeah, let's get him Kreider going by playing with Boyle. Yeah. Mandel, he's right on the button. The Richards Boyle Joey Pacino line. Who was a guest on this show?
Well, yes. Speaking of guests on this show, we'll make the announcement.
Yeah.
And then, we'll take phone calls. All right, next week we will be on Tuesday night because the Rangers play Wednesday against somebody, against the Penguins. So we'll be on Tuesday night. Joining us on the program for the second time in its history.
Play your
ladies
little,
and gentlemen.
Wait. Play your da-da-da-da.
From the MSG Network, Rangers play-by-play man Kenny Albert will join us here on the show. There you go. Next week.
See?
Good shit.
I
not Mark. Kenny.
Yeah. So Kenny Albert will be with us.
Yes, he was on with us during the playoffs, and he was a good guy. He was a lot of fun. So send him a message on Twitter. And unlike some other people on Twitter, he responded to my message. And said he'd love to come on again.
See, remember, he knows
Cutter's
we're doing good work here. As long as Cutter's not here.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. So
actually, he said Cutter would have to give him $100 to do the show, and I told him Cutter would do that. So, Cutter, we're going to need that in the form of a check, certified, please, from your Scotia Bank or whatever the bank is up there that you people go to for your loonies and your toonies and whatever else. Call
Canadian
your
kooks. Whatever so, you people are up there.
Yes, next week on the show, Kenneth Albert. Are you ready to go to the phones, or do you have anything else on?
Let's go to the phone. I want to hear what the people say.
All right, let's talk to Stan. Stan, what's going on? How are you? Good to hear from you.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Good evening, Stan.
Yeah, not doing that great today. Had a little problem with the tooth. Go to the dentist, find out it has to be pulled tomorrow. It's always fun. Nothing like oral surgery to get you going.
Boy, it's like watching the rain. It's like watching the Rangers up in Montreal.
Yeah, it'll be about the same.
So you're going in for the oral surgery? What was it, a front tooth, a molar?
Bicuspid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was having breakfast. I bite down on something, and there's something in there that, you know, isn't like digestible. I blew like a filling came out.
Oh.
So I figured, I better go see the dentist. They fit me in, and she gives me the bad news. The tooth is like cracked and it's got to come out.
You can't save the tooth and the oral surgery. You're going to get the happy gas there? That's what I always
No, actually, no. They got to shoot me up with the Novocaine. I wanted the gas.
It never works on me. They give me like 5 needles and it never works for me. But I got a low tolerance with pain. Well, good luck tomorrow. I hope it works.
What is this, Dr. Oz?
Expect to survive somehow.
Dr. Wizard of Oz. So, Stan, our boy Chris Kreider scored last night. Well, what are you thinking? What's going on?
Well, he looks like he's finally got his game going. He's skating and shooting, which is what he has to do. And if he keeps doing that, he'll keep scoring.
Certainly. I saw him moving to spots, too. I like that. And and that goes part and parcel with the keeping the legs moving. And I like he's got a little chippiness to him. You guys notice that?
Yeah, he was actually driving the Flyers a little, getting a little off their game, you know, banging into him and stuff. Well, he's a big guy. He's 6'3", 230. He can,
he likes the little bump. He's not. I think when he fills out, that could be a little bit part of his game, you know, where he can get under people's skins. I don't see him as a fighter.
No, you don't want him fighting.
But you certainly rather have a guy that's got some aggressive tendencies than a complete softie, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things with the team this year. They're not as aggressive as they were last year. I mean, last year, didn't they lead the league in fights last year?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and they're nowhere near that this year. They're much softer.
Near the
team.
Bottom, I think.
Yeah.
Well, that's Don Cherry's theory on the Rangers. He says when they were fighting, when they had Prust and all those guys, that that's the reason they are very mediocre this year is because they don't fight.
Well, such a, I don't think it's really fighting. It's just being, you know, aggressive. And we've talked about this before. There's no production from the bottom line. So at least there hasn't been. It looks like they're starting to get some now. And the big, well, Gabbert's been average, and Rich's has been dreadful. I mean, hopefully tomorrow night we'll jumpstart him somehow, because he's got to, if he doesn't improve, then they're not going to go anywhere. They need, he's the top center. He's got to produce.
Yes, I certainly.
I mean, it's very simple. You know.
I'm worried that he's going to get hot, and then we got to make a decision. Say the he gets hot, right? And the Rangers make the playoffs, and they go out in the first round. Then we got to make a decision. Are we going to keep Brad Richards, or are we going to amnesty him? I'm almost kind of like hoping he never wakes up, so we just amnesty him. Because I don't care how are we going to – if zombie Brad Richards wakes up, how are we going to keep him? I mean, he's got, what, 5 more years after this year? I mean, it's just –
well,
I can't
see
it.
They could wait and see what happens with it could depend on what they do with Gabbert. If they trade Gabbert, then they may keep Richards for another year. Because they would have his salary, they would have Gabrick's salary off the books. So,
but I don't want Richards if he stinks.
I saw they have until next year, 2014, to make a decision.
Yeah,
so
I think you're
bring
right
him
on
back
that.
Next
oh,
year.
Oh, really? Okay.
So they can bring him back next year. If he's still mediocre, then, you know, buy him out. Because they only have one more buyout. They used it on your pal Redden.
My pal.
No, Jim's pal.
Yeah, oh yeah, Jim. My favorite player of all time.
Him and Igor Yulianov.
Oh, loved him. Wayne Ulmer, there's another name I heard today that I hadn't heard in a while. Wayne Ulmer.
Was it Yulianov 44? Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, his number was 44, as I remember.
How the heck would you remember his number?
Of course. Well, he's so outstanding, Stan. I remember that guy actually took a triple minor once as a Ranger. He has got 6 minutes in penalties. I'll have to check that, but I'm almost sure. I was like, how does an idiot get 6 minutes in penalties? So Kreider's looking good. He's looking much better, and he looks more engaged, if I could use a hockey term.
You can.
All right.
Quite well.
All right, Stan. Anything else?
No, just keep me on because I don't sound on the Block Talk.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Stan. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care, guys.
You take care. What's with Stan is like zinging me all the time now, ever since we met.
Ever since you, well, that's what, you know, it changes your relationship, you know, for better or worse. You know,
not to you.
But
well, he's treating you nice.
He likes me.
Oh, look, he's throwing the Fred Mertz thing in my head. That's what it's all about.
Well, and, you know, hey, you compared him to William Frawley. I wouldn't exactly take that as a compliment.
That's before I met him, and then I said he was his pleasant surprise. He's a handsome young man. I didn't really say that, but, you know. All right.
But, yeah, you know, you talk to somebody on the phone, you get comfortable with them, but then when you meet them face-to-face, it changes the relationship. Like Newman used to call in on the phone, and we liked him. We had fun with him, and then we met him. We realized he was an asshole.
Okay.
Moving on, 973-287. You're on Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Who is this?
This is Daniel. How's it going, boys?
Daniel, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I wasn't an asshole to you when I met you first time, am I?
No,
you're okay.
No, every time.
Good. No, I'm just joking around with you. Real quick, before we talk about the Rangers, Jimmy, here's a funny thing. If you go on YouTube, it's called Deli Man. It's about basically like, you know, Jewish delicatessens. This New York guy's got a business down in Houston, and they show him. He's holding a matzo ball in the soup, and he goes, "You see, everybody likes to bite my balls."
Oh, Henny Youngman here.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
It's hilarious. Go and check it out. Eddie, you too. We let the goy
will.
Take a look. It's no problem. But
I'm the token goy. So go ahead, Dan. Make your point.
We're more Jewish than half this audience.
Yes.
I'll
say this, Jimmy. You're right. You know, that game against the Panthers was absolutely terrible. It was disgusting. And the one thing that really bothered me, though, in that game, Panther-related, was that, first of all, The first goal they scored on the power play, that was a bullshit call because Hamrelik did not touch Kopetsky at all. He just whipped his head back, got the ref to pick his arms up. All the Panther players were, like, kicking up their heels and falling down like they're trying to bait a call. I mean, it's ridiculous. And then the call on Stefan was ridiculous, too, because he didn't slew foot him. He rode him into the boards a little bit, but that wasn't illegal. Yet he kicks up his own heels, and he goes down, and he's throwing punches at Stefan like, what the hell did you do to me? And he's like, well, I didn't do anything to you.
Yeah, well, that really put him back, that first penalty, and then Seabrook scores, and
Was it Campbell? Yeah, Campbell. I mean, I understand the Rangers have to clear the puck out of the zone, but I always blame those types of goals on the refs because they have to be better than this. They cannot be baited into such a bullshit call that, you know, you give the Panthers a free shot. And that's what really bothers me. And that's the same thing in the Philly game. Matt Reed, he falls down like a ton of bricks. Nothing. And as soon as he picks his head up, then the ref puts his arm up for a call after Boyle hit him. I mean, come on. What is this?
You got to admit, that was a dumbass penalty by Boyle.
No, it was. But the point is that if freaking Reed doesn't pick his head up to say, hey, where's the call? I mean, come on. It was a dive, a sheer dive. I mean, even I heard on the radio, Maloney said so. It was a BS call.
Really? We'll have to ask Kenny Albert about that.
Did I hear Big Ange?
Yes, he said this.
You are not.
Big Ange.
This is Big Ange. And the Rangers are my favorite team.
See, we even got Big Ange involved in the show.
Yeah. But anyway, I know, Jimmy, you couldn't really enjoy the Ranger victory over the Flyers. I understand why and everything like that. But
I didn't enjoy it.
You know what I mean. You said after, like, you couldn't really get on top of the Flyer win because of the Panther loss. And like I was saying,
You're right.
I don't blame you, but you know what? They're still our rivals. They still bend it over and take it up the ass, and the Rangers do it to them again. That's all I can say. I don't care if they quit. Fuck them. Fuck them all.
That's right.
Dan, we beat them.
Right.
We kicked their ass. 5-2, it was beautiful. So what if Simmons puts one in and Voracek has to use his fucking puss to put the goal in the back of the net? Kick their ass. They got Nashed. They got Kreidered. They got Stepaned. It's all beautiful.
Oh, my effing God.
That's the problem with Jim, is he doesn't really get excited after the wins. And you're right, Dan.
Like I said, I don't blame him.
Oh, bullshit. Bullshit. Get out of here. He's one of these, you know, one of these guys. Just doesn't get excited anymore. So
yeah,
mundane.
I know.
That's not true. I'm not gonna get all crazy over a win over a 14th place team that's quit after the shit parades they've put on ice the last 3 weeks. Play a couple games in a row and I'll start getting excited.
No, you're right. I understand what you're saying. I hear where you're coming from, and I don't blame you.
You're absolutely right.
But meanwhile, right. Even though it's nice to beat the orange crud, can we play you every week?
I wish we could
can play the Flyers every single game, either down there or at the Garden. We win the Stanley Cup already.
This just in, Daniel Fierstein sings on the show, we lose half our audience. All right, Dan, listen, we got to take a whole bunch of other calls. We will talk to you soon. Thank you
for calling.
Okay,
boys, have a good night and keep
the
show going.
Thanks for singing. Happy Passover.
Happy Passover to you too, Jimmy.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye, bye-bye.
And now, here to tell you everything about anything is Mr. Know-It-All.
You think he knows I'm not Jewish?
I don't know.
Or are we all Jewish in his eyes? We're all Jewish?
I guess. I said Guy could be Jewish. Wiedenberg could be Jewish,
I guess. Here's a guy that is Jewish. Justin, what's going on?
You're not Jewish?
No.
Yeah, he's Jewish. He's joking around.
Yeah.
Jim is Jewish.
I was 99% sure you were Jewish.
Yeah, he's a big-time Jew.
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Not too much. I didn't want to focus so much on the Panther game as I did on last night's game because I saw a lot of differences. I was actually going to ask you guys, you know, what did you guys see different in last night's game than pretty much any other game this season, besides the fact the Flyers suck?
The other goaltender didn't stand on his head? No, I don't think that's it. Brad Richards got a power play goal. Wait, that's not it. I got a feeling, Justin, I'll go with I think your answer is wide open hockey or I don't know. What is it?
Well, I thought overall in general, the passing and the playmaking was a lot different from what I'm used to seeing, which is why we scored so many goals. We actually set people up for quality shots instead of just, you know, rolling the puck off the boards the whole game. We skated it in. We passed well. We actually made a few cross-ice passes, which I was amazed to see. And, you know, we were passing good along the blue line. You know, I really thought that we were filling up some the slot and getting good shots from there. Nash's goal came from the slot, Kreider's goal. You know, so a lot of good. I thought we just had a better offensive game plan than we have in any other game that I've seen this season.
Yes, I think especially the Kreider goal was, as Sam said, or Joe said, one of the best goals of the year. I mean, as far as the passing goes, I think Michael Delzato was in on that play, as a matter of fact. He did the give and go, didn't he?
Yeah, it was Kreider to Delzato and back to Kreider.
Yeah, I mean, that was a fantastic goal. Although I think on that goal, the Flyers got caught with Sean Couturier covering up for defense. But nonetheless, there was some creativity out there. That's what you're saying. And we haven't seen creativity all year. And although Jim wants to poo-poo this win, Jewish Jim Smederberg over there.
Oh, my heavenly God.
Wants to poo-poo the win. I saw a lot of good things. Now, again, I don't know if it's going to last when we play these tougher teams, but I liked what I saw. I think the Rangers progressively have gotten a little bit more. I've opened it up a little, and let's hope that Brad Richards comes out of his slumber because he's been playing like the Sleestak from what was that show? Land of the Lost. For you people back to remember that show.
He looked a little bit better last night. I mean, I still don't think he's playoff Brad Richards, but he looked a little bit better, which is any improvement at this point is good.
I'll take preseason Brad Richards. Excuse me, I got a lot of phlegm tonight.
I mean, no center is going to get better with playing Boyle on their wing. So,
Why are they even playing Brian Boyle? Can we just get rid of this schmo? The only thing he's good on is faceoffs, and now he's playing the wing.
I'm done talking about Brian Boyle.
Well, now I'm starting.
I can't.
Pass me the baton.
Jesus Christ, how much time do we have to talk about?
I don't understand what Jim's love affair with Boyle is.
Oh, you know what?
he was about to say.
Dismissed.
He had to go. I haven't blown anybody up in a while. He had to go. How dare you, sir? How dare you?
The line, Justin. I'm sorry. I couldn't help you.
How dare you? Now you have to call Eddie and apologize and kiss the ring.
Listen, you do that, okay. You've got to call Jim. He's the one who blew you up.
973-856. You're on Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Who's this?
Yo, it's Chris.
What's up, Chris?
It's Chris and Amy of the Chris and Amy Show.
Hey, it's the Chris and Amy Show.
Airing when?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Amy.
Hello, Chris and Amy.
First off, I was...
They're actually calling us from bed. This is pretty cool.
Wow.
No, not exactly.
Oh,
but,
what a show. Wow. Oh.
I was excited about your, you know, big announcement guest.
Kenny Albert?
Yeah, well, I thought it was going to be Vladimir Vorobyev, but, you know, Kenny Albert worked.
I said it was a big guest announcement, not colossal.
When you start talking Vorobyev, you got that's a big talent. I don't even know how we'd even get in contact with Vladimir Vorobyev.
That would be great. Could he speak English? How was his English?
I don't know. I don't think we've had a Russian guest. We had a couple of Swedes.
All right, Alan.
You can understand them. Imagine having Ovechkin on.
No.
A translator. Him or Malkin. I mean, Malkin's worse. Okay, so what are we talking about there, Chad and Amy, or whatever your name is there? Chris and Amy?
Chris and Amy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Donnie and Marie.
Yeah, right? How about fucking Rick Nash? Isn't he like, do you remind you of like Bob Backlund doing like old wrestling interviews, like when he gets interviewed after games, where he like, the camera and he's like, well.
Yeah.
Watch old school Backlund interviews. It's Rick Nash to a T.
Well, Rick Carpinello had mentioned that in the last show, that he will actually look into the camera, and that's funny you should say that, and he knows when the... He ends the interview like he says, okay, fellas, and then he's kind of like dictating out there. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we will see Rick Nash try the chicken wing finish move. Who knows?
He, like, turns, looks at the host, and they do that, like, slow, like, 70 zoom, like, away from the camera to the two-shot. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. He's old. Yeah, but he's a beast. Let's put it this way. He could do anything on camera.
I love Nash. That's all we got. Everybody's making these trades, getting a Ginla, getting this, and all we got
Who
is looking
wants
at-
it? I don't want a Ginla. You hear about this, Chris? That a Ginla says he doesn't want to play for the Rangers? Fuck him.
I didn't want him anyway. You know, we don't need those.
What do I need him for?
That's like going back to like that 80s, like as you were saying before, like the Phil Espo years and stuff.
Old gun for hires. We don't need that. We're young and up and comers.
Yeah, I like being young and fast and, you know, not being the old guys in this tournament if we even get in. And that's why I'm calling, because like last week I like ripped in the Derek Stepan. Well, the last time I called, not last week. And he's kicking ass now. He's totally like turned his season around. You know, and not that he was like doing bad, but, you know, he just wasn't doing this.
No,
so.
Chris, I think that's a fair point. Go ahead.
No, I just, you know, I felt bad, you know. I wasn't like, I'm not one of them, like, hate people, unless you're talking about DZ. I fucking can't stand him. But you know what? He's been playing better, too, a lot better. And what the hell's going on with Girardi and what's his face? McD. They don't look the same as they did in, like, last year and everything. I mean, I'm not saying they're for shit, but they're just not playing at the level they were last year. What do you think about that?
I think they may be a little bit burnt out. I mean, and this whole season, the way I know everybody says, oh, every team had this. I think the way it was just rushed into, and McDonough has not played as well. You're right, though. They're not for shit, but the play has gone down. I still don't understand, for the love of God, why Dan Girardi plays on our power play. I want Kenny Albert to ask John Tortorella that one of these days. And
flashback to Kelly on the power play. You know, it's like,
oh, come on. Anybody. Carol Vatney, Nick Beverly, Don Ory, they all could outperform.
Yeah, I don't get it. Maybe they're like, because they got the four forwards, they're worried about, like, if, you know, there's a break comes up the ice.
And
I don't get it. I don't understand.
The four forward sucks unless it's Nash at the point. I like Nash at the point. Richards doesn't have a shot. Stepan doesn't have a shot. least DePonk can make a play. Richards can't make a play. What is he even doing out there?
Well, that's the
power
thing.
Play power play was much better when he was hurt and out there for a while, benched.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No,
get me old. Now, where did Amy go? Amy was on the line, and then she's gone.
Right here.
Oh, all right. Sorry, Amy.
She's on the hallway phone.
I'm on the kitchen.
You got the phone out in the hallway, and then Chris is on the kitchen phone.
No, we have speakerphone on.
Oh, all right. So, Amy, what do you got to say about all of this?
I don't know if you saw my post in the group about Steph, because I was a little rough on Steph earlier this season, but I apologize. He's turned it around. Maybe you saw what I said.
Yeah, I did. And I felt the same way. Me and Rock and Jim and a lot of us were like, you know, listen, I'm waiting for this guy to step it up. You know, and he has. So, you know, listen, I'm ready to accolade a guy. I'm not going to stand grudge and root against my players. I think that's ridiculous. Fans do that. You know, they want guys to fail so they can be right. I'm glad when I'm wrong and the guy proves me wrong. That's the way I look at it.
Absolutely. I agree, too.
So, you guys make a great couple and a great couple of phone callers. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
Two for the price of one.
Exactly.
Right.
All right. Anything else from you two? Lovebirds?
Good fire. Fucking Pyatt sucks and might be the worst player I've ever seen in my life. DZ's playing better.
He's not worse than Boyle.
You know what pisses me off about DZ? He looks at his skates after a scrum. He'll check a fucking player who's like 5'11", 5'9", and be, you know, like tough guy. But when a scrum happens, watch him. He looks at his skates and does the, come on, guys. Hey, guys, come on, guys, with the hand. So keep an eye on that. The line's got to fucking change. And I know this is going to, like, get me blown up and hung up on, but fucking has to play with Kreider and Nash. It's the only way we're going to rock three lines.
Blow
down.
Him up. What? Blow
yes.
him up.
Wait,
he wants
Nash
to get blown up.
I stand by what I said.
Amy, I'm sorry.
Blow him up. Blow him up.
This.
Brian Boyle couldn't play with Johnny Cash and Winona Ryder, much less Chris Kreider and Rick Nash. Chris, you're going to have to do... You had me, and then you lost me.
Yeah, that guy needed... I think he was looking to get dismissed on
that one. Maybe he wanted to get boomed. We haven't boomed anybody in a while now. Tonight, two in a row.
Well, they dare to tread in the boil waters.
Yeah, exactly. All right, 914-400. You're on Blue Shirt Underground Radio.
Jim, Eddie, what's going on? It's Mike. Long time no talk.
Hey, Mike.
Hello, Mike. How are you, man?
What's up, Eddie? Long time since the McDonough signing when I ran into you.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
I saw Mike at the signing.
Yeah.
You know, little did I know. I remember that then. I was like, wow, McDonough, you know, they're getting ready to play again. Actually, was that before they announced that they were going to go, the lockout was over, a couple days, I think, before?
I think it was when, the World Championships were going on, or it was around then. It was, when the U.S. was playing for gold. I think it was around. It was something like that. It's all a haze to me. I'm old.
Oh, yeah, well, same thing with me. I don't remember today. But, I should have told McDonough to play better this year. He's been okay. I don't want to ride him. He's logged with a lot of minutes. So what do you got to say for me, Mike? What's going on?
I don't know. I'm not too worried or freaked out yet. I mean, they've had a couple of really awful games, like the Florida game, which I'm past. But I think this roster is still in movement. They're still going to make some moves and whatnot. We'll see what happens when Zoop comes in. And we'll see if it's Jesper Fast ready or not. I mean, that's kind of crazy throwing him in there to the smaller rinks and not knowing the system. I don't even know if Torts knows who he is, but the guy's got talent and he can play. And he's the right winger, and if he could help score some goals, why not?
Well, I think you're exactly right about Fast, is that Tortorella knows nothing about him. He probably doesn't even know the guy's name. These are things that could inject something into the Rangers, but I feel like I almost feel like the Rangers are in like a fast motion. Like, and I was expecting like fast maybe next year, and then, you know, maybe they revisit Zuccarello next year. But it seems like everything's kind of like fast forward now. And we're kind of just scrambling to get these guys, to get anybody that can score goals.
Yeah, anybody with any kind of skill and speed and just a little bit of creativity. And that's cool. I mean, you know, fast, I think he's the X factor. I think he's the one. He comes in and he becomes that scorer. Everyone's like, who the hell is this guy, that late-round draft pick? And, you know, kind of like Zubov was a defenseman in 94. He comes in, he scores like 30, 40, 50 points, and who the hell is this guy? And he could put them over the top as last score, but that's all TBD for next year. But I just wanted to talk more about, like, Gabrick and Richards and a couple of observations about last night. I did like how Torts limited his minutes last night. He gave him third-line minutes. It was kind of like when Rennie used to play Pruka and Dawes. He'd limit their minutes. He wouldn't overplay them, and he put them in opportunities where they could succeed and score well. I mean, Richards, I don't know, he ate too much Burger King during the lockout, whatever happened to him or whatnot, but yeah, you know, hey, it worked last night. He looked good with Kreider. And look at a real winger on that line, whether it's Zuccarello, whether it's Fast, whether it's UC Jokinen or something like that. I don't know. And there's going to be some more movement. And as for Gavrik, he hasn't played that well this year. I know those shoulder injuries. I've had friends who played hockey, and it takes them like a full year plus to recover. And truth of the matter is, I know everyone's like, don't trade Gabby, trade Gabby. I've mentioned it on a Facebook group before. I think that basically, he's going to walk away next summer from nothing. Like, because, you know, you got to re-sign Callahan and Lundqvist and get deals like Stetman, Kreider, and all those guys. And if you can trade him to a team like a Detroit or a Nashville, get a first-rounder back, get a young piece like a Thomas Tatar or a Colin, what's that guy, like Cary Wilson's kid, Colin Wilson.
Yeah,
if you could do a trade like that and get some pieces back, not necessarily, not looking for superstars, just guys who are going to be able to contribute and a first-rounder, then you make it happen. And that's where like a UC Jokinen comes in and could probably maybe add a little bit this year. And you also see it in cap room. As for Richards, he's getting bought out after next year, but it's just that there's no UFAs this summer. And, I mean, they're not going to hand the keys to Oscar Lindbergh and say, you're the first-line center. I mean, unless you want to pay Stephen Weiss like $5.5 million for the next decade, which is a horrible move. Like, you're just –
No, I think you raised some good points there. I mean, with Gabrick, I really feel that I feel like they're probably not going to get anything for him of value, and I really feel like he's kind of – he doesn't get along with Tortorella. I mean, it's obvious. I mean that's the bug up his ass. You know, he's sick and tired of being benched. He's sick and tired of being the whipping boy. And in a way, I kind of don't blame him, but I kind of think that the Rangers going forward, they kind of need him. They certainly need him to wake up. And I don't know if it's the shoulder, like, you know, you said that your friend said about the shoulder injury, or it's starting him on left wing and playing him out of position. I mean, it's a total conundrum when it comes to Gavrik, you know. And he has been playing a little bit better, you know, but the bottom line is he's got to score.
Yeah, and it really hasn't this year, and that's why if they move him, maybe we get some young pieces. Like, I don't like you mentioning Tatar or, you know, Kali Jarn, or, you know, these guys Detroit has, or Tyler Toffoli from L, you know, whatever these crazy rumors are online. I mean, they get a piece, if Gabrick keeps his current pace and they get one of these young dudes to come up and just contribute a little bit, it might be more than Gabby's going to give you this year. And, I mean, that's a double it.
When you mention a guy like Colin Wilson, I think of a guy who can score a little bit, plays good deep. They need more well-rounded players. Right now they have a bunch of offensive guys. I mean, like, you know, Callahan's two-way. But they have, like, a bunch of offensive guys. And then they have guys who are just, like, all penalty killers. Like, the rest of them are, like, the bottom six are all penalty killers. Nobody can score on that team, on the bottom six. They need more well-rounded guys, kind of like the guys they traded to get Nash. I mean, whatever you think about Artem Anisimov, he was a good two-way player.
You
know, maybe get 12 to 15 goals. And the same thing, even though Dubinsky shit the bed is after he got the $4 million payday, he was that type of player too.
$4 million.
So they need to bring in those guys, and if they can get rid of Gabrick to get one of those type of guys, I'm all for it. You know,
it's looking
but
crazy.
Who knows what these... Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. What were you gonna say?
No, go ahead. I was not.
Something crazy. I don't know if people have been realizing this. I don't know how much of a story it is, but something minor going on in the league right now. It's Colorado. You remember that guy David Jones? They call him the Junk Man. You see, he just really stands. He stands in front of the net. They gave him $4 million. They're selling to the captain. Dude's been a healthy scratch like all year. I don't know if you know he just did. You know, he pulled the Raymond Felton dirt and just did nothing during a lockout or whatever's going on, or he just he's hurt or something like that. But the guy's getting scratched every other game. Like when Landeskog was out, they weren't even playing him.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Yeah, that guy, he had like 20 goals last year, that dude.
That's all, they call him a junk man. That's all he does. He just he grinds, he goes to the net, and he just swats and rebounds. It's kind of like a budget version of Steve Vickers or something like that.
Well, you know how good we do with reclamation projects here.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where they come here to get worse. We never like improve a guy. I think the only guy we ever improved was Ray Shepard. He came here, we got him off waivers for $1, and then he wound up going into the Red Wings and becoming a great player. He played good for the. He was one of my favorite players. Just as a side note, Ray Shepard.
No, I liked it. I remember he left on such bad terms. I remember he went to the Wings and he was shit talking the Rangers next year. And I was all 10, 11 years old.
Oh, really?
I was pissed
at
that guy.
I don't remember that. He shit talked the Rangers. What did he say?
I forget what it was. It was so, this is like 91, 92. Such a long time. He just was unhappy at their system. Or, the Red Wings are a better team. Or I forget what, such a long, like 20-something years ago.
Well, he probably spoke the truth. But it still hurts. Let's put it that way.
And the next two games, you know, just going and beat out. Just keep playing. It's a little more up-tempo game. But, you know, going and beat Ottawa. And I'm sick and tired of this Montreal bullshit, this Montreal lore. You know, regional drafts, fuck those guys. And let's go in there and, you know, let's just full throttle. Let's go in there and kick their ass on Saturday. And,
they aren't that good. They aren't that good, Montreal.
Oh, they're a first-round exit. Fuck those guys. They're going to get knocked around and they're going to get beat up in the first round by whoever plays, whether it's the Rangers or whether it's Winnipeg or whoever. They're going to get their asses kicked. They're not a physical team at all. And these guys like Galchenyuk and Brendan Gallagher, they're going to have fun in NHL playoffs.
Yep. All right, Mike.
All right, Mike, you touched
on 100 points, and I think they were all good.
Yes.
All right, thanks.
Take care, Mike. Good to talk to you. We'll talk to you soon.
Definitely.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I just want to say hello to Chris, who is listening on the iPad. Can't join the chat. That's because you need Adobe Flash Player to join the chat, which you cannot do on your iPad. So that's why you cannot get in the chat.
I don't know
same problem Chris Smith had.
Yeah, and I think my friend Darth Ranger, who's I watched the game with last night, he's having trouble getting in the chat room. I'm surprised he hasn't called. He's a very vociferous young man. Not Dark Ranger, Darth.
Darth. Gotcha.
Also, I have an announcement to make.
Hold on. All right, go ahead.
Where's the noise? I don't get the noise.
I thought you were going to say, you know, I was waiting for you to start. Never mind.
Oh, I don't know how it works. Tell me how it works.
Ladies and gentlemen, an announcement from Edward Arthur Geik.
That's right. This Saturday afternoon, I will be making a personal appearance. Me, myself, my wife and my hockey cards. That's right. It sounds like a Broadway play. Me, myself, my wife and my hockey cards.
Here come my hockey cards. I'm going to
I got
all my
but
hockey
cards.
Cards.
Nothing but my Ranger hockey cards.
I've got 2,000 Peter Prukas, a Roman indoor. Oh, God. I'm sorry.
The obsession with Roman Endor on this network.
Once you go black, you never go back.
It's disturbing. Yes, I will be in Hicksville, New York, at the VFW Hall. Yes, step into 1970 as you visit this lush VFW Hall on 320 South Broadway, Route 107. Again, in Hicksville, New York, at the VFW. I've got Ranger cards out the wazoo. You like Stepan, I got his rookie. I got jerseys. I got autos. No, jersey cards, not real jerseys. Stepan, Kreider, Delzato, Stu Bickle, if you like, you're into that.
Oh, boy.
I got them all. I mean, you come on down. We'll talk Rangers. You don't even have to buy anything. We'll just talk Rangers. Blue Shot Underground Radio will be there. So that's this Saturday.
March 30th at the VFW on Hicksville, Long Island.
Yes, on
320 South, which if I'm not mistaken is in New York, Long Island. It's in New York.
Yep.
All right. It's on
9 to 5.
Wow.
Yep, I'm working 9 to 5.
Holy shit. Put in an 8-hour day, getting up. What are you going to get up at, like 6 for this?
7. Well, you know what, Tom? If you come down, I'll give you Stu Bickle cards to burn. How about that?
Anything for his craft.
Admission is free. What else are you going to do on a Saturday afternoon? You son of a bitch. Just come on down and see me. That's my announcement, Jim.
Are the Rangers playing on Saturday? They are. That's the Canadiens game. So you could work. So somebody should go to the VFW, and then at 5 o'clock when the show is over, you take Eddie out to eat at a sports bar to watch the game.
Sounds good.
There you go.
Buy me beer, get me drunk, and then take advantage of me.
There you go. You wake up with a big red shank around you. Joe Catroni will appreciate that. He's a Jerky Boys fan. He's listening on the phone.
I love it. Joe has been doing some great stuff on the Facebook page with those comics.
Did you see really the shirts that he came up with?
No, I haven't seen nothing.
Joe, you gotta put those shirts in an email to me and Eddie. You got to see. He came up with, kind of tweaked our logo a little bit, put it on a red T-shirt. Looks really good.
Maybe I'll get them all made up. Well, that'll be the version, what, 2.0? Is that how they say it?
Yeah, T-shirt 2.0. Well, we got to talk to Kyle at Slant Sports because he wants to work with us on that, and he's probably listening as well because the whole fucking Ranger fandom listens to this program.
Yeah, and I really like his ideas, Kyle's, too. And both him and Joe are so talented. Kyle, I really like that Capitals thing he came up with that said Heimlich instead of the Capitals.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, meaning that could be a big seller. This guy, we got to start working. We need a manager.
Yeah.
I mean, we know so many Jews. Can't we come up with a Jew manager here?
Again, Family Guy. We need that song, I Need a Jew.
I mean, I you know, we just need somebody who knows what the heck they're doing.
We need direction.
We need direction. We're clueless. We're two clueless goys over here.
We're a rudderless internet radio vessel.
So, because I like that. I love that. The comics that Joe is putting, and I like Kyle, what he's doing. Fantastic. So, that's all I got.
That's all I got, too. Nothing else in the news, Robin.
We have any more?
No, everybody else is just listening. They're holding to listen. Go see Eddie on Saturday at the VFW in Hicksville. We'll post it in the group. I'll be making phone calls to remind you. I'll send out postcards. It'll be in the Penny Saver. I don't know what else we can do to promote that. Then we'll be back next Tuesday night with Kenneth Albert, MSG Network's broadcaster, does the play-by-play for your New York Rangers as well as Fox Sports.
We got to do our homework because he knows everything. I mean, he knows Rangers stats. I kind of felt like I didn't study enough when he came on.
I'm going to have to go back and listen to the last time we had him on during the playoffs, so I'm going to have to go back and listen to that just to see what we talked about.
Because when we talk to him, it's going to be either wow, the Rangers are surprising us, or we're in the shit.
Right.
So I hope it's, you know, they're surprising us. Well, hopefully. So it'll be interesting to see what Kenny has to say. Maybe I'll challenge him a little bit more. Try to, you know, I don't want to scare him off, but maybe I'll give him some more out-of-the-box questions rather than your standard internet radio fare that we provide.
There you go.
As well as the out-of-box fare we also provide. Now, just one last thing, Facebook page. Join us there, Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Didn't hear from Frankie tonight.
No, and I'm okay with that.
Really? I like Frankie.
So do I.
Okay. But you're okay with that. All right.
You argued with Frankie last time. You guys went at it.
Well, listen, I challenge you. I challenge the mentally challenged. Let's put it that way. That's what I'm here for.
All right. Somebody requested this last week during the show. I don't remember who it was. But here to play us out, we'll say goodnight. Goodnight. And we'll play the Doobie Cat. Somebody wanted the Doobie Cat last week.
Okay, I just want to say thank you to all the people who came out tonight. The chat room was jammed, and me and Jim appreciate it.
Yes. We love you. Good night. Good night, everybody.
The Pitsky.